Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the FPSA show. I am Joey. This is Sarmad.
Yo, how's it going?
Hey, and we're back, and we have a crowd, actually. And,
yeah.
Let's hear it from you. Yep. Yeah. And yeah, I guess word has caught on about the stunning podcast that we're doing here.
Yeah, yeah. And the crowd has shown up rowdy, drunk.
Two people.
Belligerent. These two guys. And
and two people, and one of them is family. But yeah, whatever.
That still counts as a fan. They're hungry for humor, so let's give them some of that.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's funny because not only are there people here in the crowd, I mean, we still have this. The word of this podcast is spreading.
Oh, yeah?
It's getting out, which is, I mean, which is great. I have this little thing on my website that I think everyone should have. It's called like a site stat counter kind of thing, right?
What is your website?
FPSA.blogspot.com, right?
Okay, all right.
A little plug. And then what basically it does is it tells me who's visited the site, where they came from, you know, what link they used to get to my site and whatever, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I was just completely shocked because like after the podcast, I got this spike in people coming to see my site. So then I can trace back to where, like what city these people are from.
Okay.
These visitors. So I'm also looking at what links they used to get to my site. And right when this podcast hit, I'm getting seriously about 10 people a day visiting my site out of the UK. And I'm not even kidding. This is totally true. Out of a town called Rugby, England,
okay,
in the United Kingdom.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
And other parts of the UK, but mostly out of Rugby, England. And they're visiting through an image that I posted on my site months ago.
Okay.
I'm talking about, and it's a really awkward image. It's basically, we stepped into the Hustler store in downtown San Diego one night. It was really random. And Rudy like hopped onto this like S&M machine as a joke. I mean, I'm not even kidding. He hopped onto it. We strapped him on it as a joke.
Yeah.
And he's making a really awkward face, like he's getting like raped by like some, you know what I mean?
I have seen this picture. Yes.
Yeah. In this picture. And so this one image, and it wasn't even on the main page. It was through a link to a gallery of this night. I mean, it was, and somebody out there, if you are this person, please let us know who you are. Somebody has taken this image and made it a link to my website, and it is the most clicked on link or gateway to my site out of anything else. I mean, more.
And you can show the stats to prove this.
I can show these stats to prove it, that I'm getting 7 to 10 hits, people a day, repeated hits, but 7 to 10 people a day, unique people who are coming to my site based on this one image that's linked to my site. And I mean, I'm talking about my site is linked through all kinds of places, more than Joey's, Rob's, Jesus's, everyone's blogs combined. I'm getting more hits through this one image
because of the illegal music on there.
Exactly. And I saw it. the crowd likes that one because we are music pirates. Let's be real. That's why we're all here to begin with. But I mean, if you're this person who put this image up on your, I mean, let me know. First of all, I can't figure out what page it's on because it just tells me, like, you know, how they got to my site, not like where they came from.
It's called a referral.
It's a referral, right?
Yeah.
The recent referral. So if you are this person in Rugby, England, let me know what your site is, and we definitely want to link it to my page. I want to see what's going on and why this image is so famous. Rudy is shocked. Is he
like David Hasselhoff over there?
He's like David Hasselhoff. He's huge in Europe, and he can't seem to get any play in California.
He's exactly like David Hasselhoff.
In that awkward beach thing going on. But
Drop the email.
Email us, man. Let us know. It's the fpsashow@gmail.com is our new email. Let us know exactly who you are, and we want to talk to you. We want to see what's going on into your page. But yeah, so second show is underway.
Here we go.
Let's take it to the house, Joe. So the other night, I've been having these like really weird dreams recently, like really weird. I study dreams for a while, and so I'm kind of trying to read into it.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, I am a freaky dream person. But so like, I decided, you know, maybe I can like maybe get help. So what I did was, you know, I wanted some people's opinions about what this dream means. So I kind of have a little tape recorder that I set to pick up certain octaves of sound. And I realized it wasn't a dream. It was actually something in my room, kind of like a ghost.
Okay.
It was whispering in my ear and it totally freaked me out. So I have this thing recorded on tape. I like to play it back. And if anyone out there analyzes dreams, even a paranormal expert, please let me know what's up.
So it's not really a dream anymore. It's more like white noise.
It's just really freaky noise. Okay. So I'm going to play it back. And I have it recorded on my little Sony handheld voice recorder, okay? So here it is. I mean, let me know what you think.
All right.
Ooh.
fuck was that, yeah, dude?
No, I'm telling you, that was some freaky shit. So what I did was, I actually, since this is aired, we've had to come back, and this is our second time recording this, because I've actually had an expert opinion on this. We took it to a sound lab. They actually slowed it down and played it backwards.
Oh, really?
To figure out exactly what, and this is what this is.
This was at UCSD, right?
At UCSD, at a sound lab, we went to the engineering department, and that's what they did. So here we're gonna play back exactly what we did once we, and it's frightening.
I mean, all right,
it's
all really right, frightening. All right, let's hear it.
This is really scary.
You take the lime in the coconut, put them both together. Take the lime in the coconut. Mix it all around. Make me a ham sandwich.
Damn, I can't even understand what that voice was saying.
I had no idea why for a week straight I was making ham sandwiches, and now it's all so clear.
Why? I really didn't hear it.
You really couldn't understand?
I guess it was like a subliminal message or something like that. But
yeah, well, it's embedded in my head.
Really?
Yeah, it's
like, I guess if you hear it multiple times, you'll definitely do something.
Joe, every night, man.
Oh, man.
Every night. And I mean, something about limes. Like, I put limes in my coconuts all the time now.
The hell?
I don't know why, dude.
Dude, that's freaky shit.
Remember last time I had pina colada, I was putting lime in it?
Dude, shit. Was that because of...
I think it has something to do with what that was. So if anyone else can help, you know, I like to come out with someone with one of those, like, sticks that, like, can measure frequencies and waves and stuff like that, and like have some ghost experts. Taps, that's the show. Taps, we should have Taps come to my house and check it out.
All right, if Taps is even listening to this, maybe.
Yeah, Taps, email me thefpsashow@gmail.com.
Bam,
thank you.
All right, so Sarmad has, in keeping with the music theme for Sarmad, he actually started the first ever Sarmad annual whatever hip-hop battle.
Wow, and this is why Joe's not an MC.
Okay, fuck you.
No, that's fine. That's good.
Oh, all right.
So
you're going to diss me.
I brought my little brother here. He goes by the name of Salmon, and we brought my buddy Dave. He goes by D. And we dropped some funky beats. Now, when they showed up, they really had no idea what beats we had in store for them. We played them for them some really, really fresh hip-hop beats, some real ones, you know, like some good old, like, instrumental, you know, Common, some instrumental B.I.G., this and that, getting warmed up. And
what was the hook here? What was the little switch?
Now, what we did was, when they showed up, we all of a sudden hit the record button, and we started playing... I don't know if you guys know what MIDI files are.
MIDI tracks.
MIDI tracks. Yes. We started playing MIDI tracks, which are musical instrument digital input, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's
should have
good.
Researched that before I said it. But that's anyways, okay. Either way, they're basically like...
Basically music that you make on your keyboard.
You make it on a keyboard. And you know,
keyboard.
And I've heard polyphonic cell phone rings that have more depth than these tracks. So... they were all pumped up. They had their hoods on. They were grabbing mics like they were hardcore hip hop MCs. And then we just dropped these two dimensional tracks on them and just let them go at it. And so here it is, the first ever hip hop battle between my brother Salmon and
here are the excerpts.
Here they are. We're gonna just get you the highlights.
The best ones here.
Here we go. All right, check it out. We're sitting here in little Scripps Ranch, just chilling with my brother on the mic, Simone.
Yay, yay.
And we got Dave. Dave, the turntable slave right here to the right.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, right. So we're about to drop some funky beats and get down with some hip-hop flowing, all right, Simone? You kick it off nice for us, all right?
All right.
All right, do it proper.
I do it mad proper, yo. To all those niggas be my baby. Uh-huh. I think her name was Olivier. Oh, back in the day, 1993, when she was sucking my NUTZs. I think I bust off like the bridge in the cough, so I made her take a shot, bitch. Take your clothes off, now you up in my bed. Now I'm holding that pussy till it turns red. It's fucking dripping, got a sipping on my left nipple, cause I like that. I'm coming back cause Dave's dick ain't fat. And I bump Olivier while Dave's getting eaten out by Sam, okay? That's right, that's how I come off. With another shot to your head, uh-huh.
All right. I'm gonna pass it over to Dave now, you know what I mean? Dave, you just got cut down to your knees. Come on back with something fresh, D. Let's go. You got 20 seconds. Ready? Hey, drop that shit. Ready?
Hey, you little faggot. Check this shit out. I'm Diddy. What? All your motherfuckers get this shit.
No, don't eat the microphone. You know what I mean? Don't eat
hungry.
That shit. Go for it. Ready? Once you start, just do it. Whenever you start. Here we go. Ready?
Yo. But the shit right in your face, DRV is about to tear up the place on this mic. Hizzy, I might give you the knuckle punch in the fucking eye. See ya, AME in your face, Simone. I'm gonna jizz right in your face. And your mama even told me this shit last night. When I fuck her, it'll pussy out. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. All right. We got round one. Round one complete.
All right, we got the round. We got the judges here.
All right, we got round one complete.
What do we judge? Who's going first?
Hey, these are the peoples. The peoples are going to judge this on the internet.
Who's going first in the next round?
I'm going to switch it back up because D, you can come back and start it off again,
That's right.
It's time. You're going to lay it down.
Hey, let's
someone.
Get a topic. Let's
you're
get
gonna
a
reply
topic.
Someone. Okay, let's go. Topic is freaky sexual encounters.
Freaky sexual encounters. All right.
Freaky of the one night stand type. You know what I mean? All right, D, we have a whole new beat for you, all right? Here we go. We'll drop on you like this. You ready? Once you're all set, you ready? You got 20 seconds whenever you start flowing. Here you go, D.
I'm nervous.
Dude.
This sounds like a computer.
What is this shit? Oh! My cell phone's ringing. My cell phone's ringing. In California.
D, stay on topic.
In the city of San Diego. In the city of Poway. Poway. In the city of stupid. We keep. Yo,
I'm not even listening to Dave. Yo, Dave, your gig, go big your fucking grave. I'll put an ass in your cork, cause you're doing this shit. Fork your end over.
Oh no, bend over, motherfucker. I'm gonna get this shit ill right here. DRV Vasquez in the mic. I'm gonna fuck your shit up really fucking tight. You little bitch, you try to come up on me. I'm from the city of SD, motherfucker. Go back home to Turkestan or Pakistan, wherever you from, Stan. Motherfucking the man, Salman's. Get my fucking B-I-Z-G-E-S. You know what? Get my biscuits from my cigarettes and I'll play some shit, wicked shit on the cell phone ring. I'm gonna give it to ya, right through ya. A 9 milli in the shooter, in the pooter. Your motherfucking girlfriend says you're a cooter.
Oh no. Let's go, Simone. Pop, break them up. Break them up. Yo, over this cell phone beat right here. Drop my popper. I got my cell phone, my Motorola open. And I have the Motorola hooked up to a microphone. So you better drop that shit. Come back on. I'm ready.
Right.
Whenever you're ready. 20 seconds.
All right.
I come with the cell phone beat, I'm giving you a treat. Every time I spit a verse like I'm stealing Dave's grandma's purse. That's right, you fucking Mexican, go mow my lawn. They call me Simon cause I drop bombs on the mic. What you make for fucking $5 an hour? Go take a shower. You smoking too much of that flower, your head's dead. That's right, Fred Flintstone. Now give me the microphone cause I'm about to stick you with my 9-inch bone. Up in ass, you never passed the class, dumbass. Trying to fuck with your black shoes, look like an Eddie Murphy Jew. Trying to fuck with me coming out of PQ 858 through and through 4514. Keeping it hard, what you wanna do? Shimon Mahoy Buzzy, because I'm a dude that missed it. I'm too sad. It's fucking bilingual shit. Coming back with a cigarette. Illegitimate.
Yeah, that was probably the most proper rhymes to ever be spit into that microphone in your hand right there. You spit some gold on that little silver mic. That was pretty nice. Oh, D, you got a reply or what, man? Not a proper beat. Alright, ready, G? You go.
Come on, dude. What are you guys doing?
Oh, shit. Nah, seriously.
Let's go, D, drop it now. Come on. Yo, if Coolio could do it, you could do it.
No shit. Oh, man.
You know what comes in? It comes in right here, ready?
It's a fucking cell phone.
20 seconds. Drop it.
Cell phone on the mic, I'm gonna give you triggers. Dropping. Is every single like figures that I spit, every single chance that I get, spit on you, on your grave, on your mama's ass too. You little bitch trying to come up on me, I'm gonna give you fucking 10 inches of some baloney that I got in my pants that I give to your ex-girlfriend every single time I get a chance. Motherfucker, when the beat drops, call it's not. on the top of this fucking rock. I'm not, man, motherfucker, could get gracious on this mic. Yo, motherfucking getting some facials. You fucker. Damn.
All right, dude. No problem, dude. You saw me. That's proper. See, man. All right, dude. The key here is do the best of what you got. Do the best. Let's go, Simone. 20 seconds.
What I've been told, what I've been seen, never coming back since I was fucking 19. I kept it green. I kept it real. I tried to steal, but didn't make it, so I had to go the right way. ACA 19, coming back, man. I'm trying to make the money, and I'm feeling like Bugs Bunny on the ghost story. Because Dave's ass, you like two stories. How's the elevation up there? Because I'm giving you a nosebleed. It broke down on me.
Oh, we got. Oh no.
I was waiting for the beat, waiting for that beat to drop. But it's next.
All right. Round two.
Wait. No, there's no. Hey, I got. Hold on. Before I even get to this rapping, because I haven't been doing nothing but crapping on this mic. No, I'll be honest. Excuse me. This has nothing to do. Hey, and no, wait. I want to explain myself. This fucking MC, whoever, MCP pants here.
Yo, this is Bush
League. He fucking brings beats from a cell phone. I mean, there's not a beat on here that has any bass. Like, it's a cell phone.
How about this one? Here you go.
I have one bass in my fart. No, it's a fucking, it's a keyboard. I got five on it. This week, dude. Cheap ass. You see, he's not even a whole. He's a half. He's a half one. He's like, I'm
a
homemade sand.
Homemade production here. You know what I'm saying? We can afford Papa Beats. That's all we got.
Oh my gosh. All this is not even fair on this shit.
All right, so there you have it. That's the first ever podcast freestyle battle.
Yeah, and that was some funny shit, man.
I almost vomited.
I really wish you guys could. I was sitting here trying to be a proper MC. Joe was in the corner, eyes watery, freaking out, crying his guts out. And people were just, I mean, the room was just in a roar. Like, unexpected, curveball.
I nearly vomited. I swear to God. It was awesome.
And that, it was everything from Dave's hissy fit to he's not being proper beats to my brother talking about how Dave's mom is a MILF.
Very uncalled for, but just pretty good quality.
Completely random, but that's what we wanted. And
now it's up to you guys out there. If you guys want to vote, who was the better flower, if that's what they say.
Joe, you are so not hip-hop.
What's a whippet?
Joe, no, okay, so give us your votes for the best MC out here tonight. Let us know who you think. Was it my brother Salmon, or was it Grandmaster D?
And
let us
flow.
And flowing, who was better?
And flow.
The winner will stay, come back next week, and face a new challenger. And we'll come up with some prizes for the winner. Maybe like a gift cert to Chipotle or something like that. You know,
that'd be sweet.
Yeah, for now it's going pretty good. But yeah, let us know. You can email us at thefpsashow@gmail.com. Go to my website, fpsa.blogspot.com. Joey's site, joeyhernandez.info. Or you can leave a comment on any page. Give us a phone call. Look us up on the Gmail chat.
No calls. For Joey.
And let us know what you think, you know?
Okay, and so that wraps up our favorite snacks of the year. And now we're going to go on to movies.
Great snacks.
Those were awesome snacks. Good picks, Joey.
Thank you.
Good picks. And so now we are Chicks on Films, and we're going to talk about our favorite action films. Joe, which one's yours?
It's not really action. It's more of a great little suspense kind of movie.
Ooh, I love those.
Oh, do I ever. I'd say Ocean's 12. Oh, my God.
I was totally confused, first of all, because at one point I thought I was watching a James Bond film.
Were you? You had the same feeling.
It didn't take me about 45 minutes before you asked the question, where is Pierce Brosnan? Didn't that? I think at one point I was like, oh God, the best we're going to do here is Matt Damon. It won't get much better.
I'm so glad they started with Brad Pitt. Otherwise, I would have fallen asleep.
I would have changed DVDs instantly if it hadn't been Pitt.
But instead, I changed my panties.
Yes. There's two things I need to see instantly. One's Pitt, and the other one rhymes with chick, but begins with a D. Can I say that on the air? My mom's going to kill me.
All right, and we got the reoccurring segment on our show, Sarmad's Fresh Beat.
All right. Today's track comes to you from this kind of underground producer who's trying to make it big right now. He goes by the name of Mercury Waters. You check him out at mercurywaters.com. He did a remix of this old Bob Marley track that you might not have heard before. It's called Nice Time, and it's got a nice little hook, really chill music with a good hip-hop feel. So here you go. Here's Bob Marley's Nice Time, remixed by Mercury Waters.
Here we go.
Track comes to us from hip-hop legend Common from his 1997 album called One Day It All Makes Sense. The track's called Invocation, available on my site. Check it out and purchase that album if you haven't. It's definitely one to be in your collection of hip-hop albums. So here it is, Invocation from Common.
And both of these songs will be on the site, right?
It definitely will. Here it is.
All right.
Envisioning the hereafter, listening to Steve Wonder on the quest for love like the perceived drummer. I strike like lightning and don't need thunder. And hell, imagination and breathe wonder. That's your lady, I used to run up in her and she weave from her. It's a cold world, the niggas need summer. At times, my going forward seems like retreat. As I rewrite rhyme after rhyme and throw away beats, growing into my britches, out growing the streets. There's a thin line between war and peace. Whores and jeeps, ignoring seeds like beeps, scribbling freedom on pages. My third eye's like pink eye, seeming contagious, redeeming the ancients. With ageless rhyme jargon, I feel Mexican. Hip-hop is my god, don't give a
fuck where you charting. Certain shit I can't honor. It ain't that you selling, it's your karma. Rappers I monitor like a chaperone. You large and haven't grown. Poetically performed, live bys. Another rapper gone. The stage becomes a catacomb. I rap like a mummy. Not for the money, I could've sampled Donna Ross a long time ago. My mind the flow is like Motor Key 20. Youngblood said he had dimes. I prayed that he see 20. Hollering at the brothers, either you gon' be a thug or a man. Flip drugs and get land. I could see my man beside as he described how the bucks hit him. It said slugs was still stuck in him. When it rained, it fucked with him. This bucket interrupt wisdom and asked when my album was coming. I said, it's here, 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 it's here.
So, all in all, this was definitely a much different episode than the last one.
Well, we can't really say it's different because we don't have anything really to base it on. So,
right. If we had to flip a coin, this would be the tails to our last week's heads.
Yes. The snake to the mongoose.
Or the mongoose to the snake.
I'd never know.
I always confuse that one.
Yeah.
How can we steal jokes from Austin Powers?
We're stealing jokes.
That was lame.
We stole jokes last time.
And that's time to quit, so we're done. Good night.
All right.
And good luck.
This has been another Fat FPSA production.
Good fight and good night. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum, bitches.